Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And this is your host, Allison, and as always, I thank you for being here. Happy that you decided to join us. Now, my guest this evening has been on this show many times, and we're always happy to have her back. And she really doesn't need much of an introduction because most of you are aware of the wonderful work that she does. But we have Michelle White Dove tonight, and she's the winner of the popular Lifetime TV show, America's Psychic Challenge. But she's had quite a distinguished career prior to that, having been featured on ABC, CBS, Fox, WGN, PBS TV, Telemundo, City TV, and NPR. For more than 10 years, she has worked as a professional psychic, medium, and spiritual teacher, medical intuitive, psychic investigator, business consultant, and futurist. She also is the author of many books which help to give others insight. Now, recently, Michelle filmed a documentary for HBO, which airs Monday, July 5th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so make sure you put that down on your calendars. The documentary is called No One Dies in Lilydale, and I'm psyched that we get to talk to her about this exciting news this evening, as well as her appearance on the Today Show last week. So I'm going to stop introducing her and get to welcoming her to the show so we can get that conversation started. Hey, Michelle, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Well, congratulations on the HBO special.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm quite excited about that.
You should be.
Thanks. I just got back from New York where we did the premiere and the Today Show and the New York Post, let's see here, New York Times, I'm sorry.
Wow, New York Times, wow.
New York Times, Wall Street Journal, so we did really good, a lot of good press, good people, a lot of good fans, it was really nice.
Well, that's great, it must have been an exciting week for you. You know, I had to ask about Matt Lauer, I'm like, wow, up to personal, wow, how cool was that?
He was actually very nice to me, you know, he kept looking at me like, you're going to answer these questions, but... You know, unfortunately, there was three of us, and it was broken down to, like, a five-minute segment, and felt like it was, you know, it was about Lilydale, not just about one individual spiritual medium. So just kind of, you know, respected that and shared
it. It was interesting, because as I watched that interview live, and I saw you being respectful and deferring to the other ladies.
Yeah, thank you.
And I thought, you know, that shows a lot of class, a lot of manners, and... So, but, you know, he was looking at you like, are you going to answer the question?
Yeah, he was, but, you know, I would try to answer something, and they were talking, and I didn't want to speak over them. It was so funny, because after we did the interview, Bae's like, why didn't they let you talk? They didn't let you talk, and I said, no, it wasn't quite like that. It's called respect.
Yeah. It was respect. Sharing the stage, being part of the big picture.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was great. So tell us about the documentary. What's it all about?
Oh, well, it's really cool because it's about this town in Lilydale that's upstate New York, and it's these beautiful little Victorian cottages, and people live there that are mediums, medical intuitives, psychics, healers, and people come from all over the world to visit this place, and it's been around since the 1800s. I know when I was there last year, there's nothing greater than a reward in our field, you know, as an authentic medium. When you're up on that stage, it's kind of compared to Dolly Parton when she was in Nashville and she got on the Grand Ole Opry, you know?
Because Lilydale, I don't mean to interrupt you, but they very carefully screen their mediums. They don't just like anybody walk in the door and do readings, right?
No, they invited me to speak there after seeing me on America's Psychic Challenge, and then HBO happened to be there filming, and they're like, hey, you know, can you do this? And then they thought that it was a problem, like I was still filming, and I'm like, that show's been wrapped up for 2.5 years, but they keep airing it. So I signed what I needed to, and we made it happen, and it was really a great experience. You know, I brought a little humor to the show and some color, to say the least. But and the only thing I wasn't happy with, and that's just because I was so severely sick, as you know, last year, hospitalized twice for bronchial pneumonia. So they put me on steroids, and I had a really terrible, fierce reaction to it. So I'm like, great, I look like a blowfish. Wonderful.
Yeah, steroids blow you right up, don't they?
Well, they do. And yeah. Like, especially with me, I had this, like, crazy reaction. And I said, well, you know what? It is what it is. But when I went down the red carpet, that was a whole nother matter. So.
Yeah, you look beautiful. I saw pictures. That was a great dress, by the way. Great.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was really, really wonderful. Now, I don't know, am I wrong, but doesn't Lilydale have origins with, isn't it the Fox
sisters?
Casadega. Well, I've been to Casadega.
Well, Lilydale is the mother to Casadega.
That's what I was going to say, because Casadega, I've been there. I haven't been to Lilydale. I was actually scheduled to go on a trip, and I myself got sick, so I didn't get to go. But I'm sure I'm going to get there sometime this summer. I see that you're going to be there on July 16th.
I am. They invited me back, and you're right, there is a council, and then they take a vote, and they're very picky about who they bring in. So it was an honor. So I'll be returning to Lilydale with a lecture and messages on July 16th.
Right, and that's quite an honor to be asked.
It really is, and especially for two years in a row. Yeah. And also I'll be in New York City Tuesday, August 17th,
mm-hmm.
with the Learning Annex, talking about how to awaken your intuitive abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Lecture with messages.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see that you're, let's see, if we're just going to run down, I don't want your schedule because it's just too hard, but anyhow, that's just, I'm lazy, okay?
Let's just say I'm touring right after that.
Okay, you're touring.
Yes.
Because I see that you've got this thing going on, a spiritual beach retreat, August.
Yes.
July 31st, August 1st,
but
down in Florida.
That's here in Florida.
You're going to be in New Jersey the 22nd of August.
Yes.
And then with two of my favorite people, because you know I've done seminars for both Susan Duvall.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, I've done lots of seminars for Susan Duvall and Vicky Fox. And so you're going to be, you know, in Pennsylvania August 20th and 26th. I see you're doing readings.
Yep.
I see you're doing
New
seminars.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're going to be all over. You're doing the East Coast tour.
Yeah, I'm doing the East Coast tour.
Let me tell you, honey, it's just as hot here as it is down in Florida.
Oh, Lord, it can't be that hot. It's hot as Hades here.
Oh, it's pretty darn humid here. It's like, I'm not going outside. No thanks. So,
I hear that.
So I'm really excited to see that you're coming here. Now, I wanted to ask you about those two other ladies that were on the show. Forgive me for not catching their names, but they're actually two other mediums that do work in Lilydale.
Yes, they live, Anne, she lives there part-time, and then she has a place, I believe, in Washington, a church.
Mm-hmm.
And the other lady, God forgive me, is it Gretchen? I believe so. She lives there full-time.
Uh-huh.
And I believe the other, well, they only showed, I was a visiting medium, they called me. But some of them live there part-time, some of them live there full-time, some mediums like myself just come in to, do different presentations and readings and so forth. But it really is an honor.
Now, does Lilydale, quite like other places, like you can look at Sedona, even down in Casadega, they have vortex kind of like energy areas.
Right.
Does Lilydale feel energetically, special go there?
It does feel very special and peaceful and tranquil, and it has a completely different vibration than Casadega, even though Casadega originated from there. But I definitely would say I'm a bigger fan of, hello there, Michelle, Lilydale.
Yeah. Have you ever spent a night in the Casadega Hotel?
Yes, I have.
Yes, so have I.
Yes, with no telephones, no TV. You have a bed, yourself, and prayer and meditation.
Yeah.
You're so good, very lucky.
Yeah, well, I had the weirdest thing that happened in that hotel. I mean, more than one. I mean, because they say it's haunted, and I truly believe that. But it was really, really bizarre because I was actually sitting in the lobby area. You know where the lobby is, right in the middle?
Yes.
And the rooms, of course, you enter the rooms from the outside, a lot of them, but we were sitting in the lobby area, and I'm looking at a person that their face was changing before my eyes. It was like another face was being superimposed over their face. And I was, sitting there going, okay, time for night-night. you know, I was like watching it and I'm going, am I seeing this? Is this for real? You know, so that's kind of an interesting place, Casa de Agua. We have a friend down there, Louis Gates. Have you ever met him?
I'm not good with names. I'm good with energy.
Not good with names? Okay.
Places, yeah.
Okay, wow.
Some
you know
names,
him.
Yeah.
He looks like Lurch. You know, he kind of looks like Lurch from the Addams Family. He sounds like him, too, but he's a fabulous medium. We love him. He's adorable. So I'm really excited. So this is all good things for you. So
Thank you. That's saying
that the universe is kind of like blessing you a little bit for all your hard work.
Well, goodness, I hope so, because I definitely have worked hard. And then on top of this schedule, I have 4 books to get out. So
is that all?
Yeah, that's all. You know, just add that to, you know, that will make number 9 with books. You know, I've had the sacred code that we're trying to wrap up the children's book, which is called The Angels of the Ocean, Dolphins, Whales, and Mermaids, and you open up, it says, Welcome to the Blue World. I think it's quite fitting for the scenario that we have going on with this oil spill. Mm-hmm. You know, our children need to be educated about the environment, the ocean, and in a way where they'll, you know, respect it. So this book was delayed, but I think actually it was divine timing.
Right.
And then I have also, I'm thinking here, Getting Back to the Basics, which is really a universal book. It's not just for people that are spiritual. It's really talking about the changes that are happening and how to be prepared for them and things like that. And Spirit's really persistent on that one. And then The Column, which, you know, I have in Horizons, Ask White Dove. We're going to put all those questions together and make a book.
Oh, that'll be interesting. Well, anyone that's listening, Michelle's website, of course, is michellewhitedove.com. And I really do encourage you to, you know, even while you're listening to the show, just hop on over there, kind of explore the website and certainly your books and also your upcoming events, how to get a reading. All of that is all available there on that website. So, again, that's www.michellewhitedove.com. And you know, can also get that information if you just click on the front page of BBS Radio on the Visible by Numbers tab, and that information there's a link right there, and you can just kind of wander on over there. Now, speaking of the oil spill, I mean, I gotta go to that subject. I really do.
How can we not?
How can we not? And you know, what I think, you know, there's been all kinds of talk, and recently talk about the ocean floor kind of bubbling up.
That's correct.
With methane gas deposits, because this area where they drilled this deep well, that's not really, you know, that's a tough thing to do in the first place, but they drilled into an area that had very high methane gas deposits, large
that's
ones.
That's correct, yeah.
And there's potentially the possibility that there's like a cauldron of some sort of this methane gas gathering at the floor. And
that
is
correct.
And what I heard was let's just put it that way, that if this methane gas explodes, it's kind of like Mount St. Helens exploding underwater.
That is correct.
And therefore, we would have a tsunami.
That is correct.
And not only the potential of coastlines being deluged with water and people dying and destruction, but also, you know, just the toxic, you know, it's all toxic.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Are you picking up on that? Or
All the information you said, yes, and it's much worse than that, and they're not letting the people really know. And, you know, I tell people, do all that you can. I know that over this particular situation, I have made a vow to become more of an environmentalist, and God has given me some new gifts, and I decided to take one of the gifts that God has given me to do more healing work. But I'm having the Woman's Beach Retreat in honor of sending our prayers and our love and our light out to the ocean and all the sea life, because we are literally killing ourselves. And this is something that really saddens me and baffles me at the same time in 2010, where, you know, how many times do we have to go through this cycle of, you know, like a shaman's death, a death and rebirth, if we kill the earth angels and Mother Nature that sustains all of our lives on every level, hence getting back to the basics, when the power goes out, what are you left with? You're left with fire, hopefully a natural water resource, hopefully you've, you know, can, you know, stocked up somewhat. But it's really about growing gardens, and it's about getting back to the basics and bartering system And getting out of these man-made programs that no longer are working for us, including our own government, is not on our the people's best interest in behalf. And with the information that I know and the information that little bit that's being leaked out to the public that's so diluted, it's a lie. It's what really kind of got me to get back to the blog page on my website, michellewhitedove.com.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood asked me to take it down, and I took it down for a while, and I felt that I needed to put it back up to tell people what's really going on.
Right.
And, you know, if we don't start taking not only better care of each other and ourselves, but the planet and all that she births us and gives us with the earth angels, some Native Americans call them animal totems, they sustain our life, bottom line.
Sure.
And without them, we're done. And
right.
To me, this is like, hello, guys. You think you can just dump all this oil? I boycott that. And then the gas stations, any of it. I'm like, I tell everybody, boycott it, pray, you know, send in letters to the president, to whomever, you
right.
know, do whatever you can do, but please do something.
Do something, yeah.
You know, there's even people that are getting paid, I don't know, $20, $25 an hour just to help clean up the animals and the oil spill. And they've been really dirty about it. They've never let the people know how much, how fast, what it is doing.
No, they've misrepresented the amount of
complete.
Oil.
Complete. They misrepresented
know,
everything.
It sounded like an inconvenience at first.
Exactly. And, you know, here we have President Obama and didn't even act on it until supposedly just recently and still hasn't acted on it. They were lighting the oil on fire in the water so that it would dissipate. And that wasn't counting the capsules that they were breaking the capsules to break the oil down to the bottom of the ocean floor.
Right.
And this is basically poisoning. This is going as far as the Bahamas, the South Florida, going up. I mean, it's insane. And then I find out that they passed a law in Alaska where they can drill there. And I'm thinking, you know, you really don't want to upset Mother Nature. She
right.
is the feminine aspect of God. And
right.
she's going to clean house and do what she needs to do. And
right.
I think that people should be prepared for that.
Right. Well, I think one of the things that really the message is like when you destroy the land and you can't grow
That's
food
right.
anymore, when you take all the fish out of the water and there's no fish.
There you go.
You know, only then are you going to realize you can't eat money. Money is not going to sustain
Thank
you.
Thank you. What
okay, so I don't
money.
Care how. And when you look at what BP did, which was really technically greedy because they're trying to cut corners. And because of that, and they shouldn't have been drilling there in the first place, from what I understand, because
no,
that's a very dangerous operation.
Yes.
But then to cut corners in a what is a potentially extreme dangerous drilling operation to
mm-hmm.
try to save money, cut corners, don't build it right, don't do it right, and then
and
it blows up on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so what is all the greed in the world, you know, and in a way it's karmic because it's taking away all their money because through their greed and their decisions, they certainly
well,
the company.
It's gluttony. It's not only greed, it's gluttony.
It is. It is. How much is enough?
I
how
mean,
much
that,
is enough?
Well, that's what
mean?
I said. Enough is enough. And, you know, when you have the Godhead say enough is enough with
mm-hmm.
all these experiments that were going on in Norway and whatnot.
Right.
I'll use the analogy of the Big Bang Theory, and you open up a portal to the heavens, the gate to the heavens, and you're going to claim that you're going to ordain life, give it and take it. That's not going to happen.
Right.
And then on top of that, God giving the feminine aspect of God, clean house, take care of, you know, wipe out what areas you need to for your own protection. And then we have the government that's underground and not responding to the needs of the people, looking
right.
at it like, oh, well, we have our people, we have our self-set underground, which they do. Washington, D.C. is nothing more than a symbol, just as the Statue of Liberty is a symbol,
mm-hmm.
which will be hit. But that's not where the government is. They're completely underground. And they feel that they're ready for whatever may happen, and whoever's on top, well, that's our problem. And that's quite sad. And what's happening is martial law is breaking out in this country and even outside of it, which I talked about in She Talks with Angels in 2000, because the people know that we're not being told the truth. We're not given choices, that we have a right to make a choice
right.
on what we want to do with our families and ourselves. And
sure.
And if there's ever been a time to find God and be spiritual and utilize all those tools, now would be a very good time to start
very
doing
good
that
time. Right. I think the most important thing that people don't realize is that there is no technology currently available on this planet
correct.
To handle the pressure that is beneath that wellhead. They don't have the technology.
No.
They don't. So we went and created a problem we have no way of fixing, and that's the problem. One of many. Okay. I know that I heard a beep, Michelle, and I kind of hate to cut the conversation short, but I know that I got a caller kind of waiting and hanging out.
No problem.
Okay, and you have graciously offered to do readings or to talk to people, answer their questions if they call into the show. So before I take this caller, I just want everyone else that's listening to the show to be aware of the fact that Michelle is really graciously and kindly agreed to take calls. But if you're calling into the show, make sure that you have one very specific question and only one. Like, don't say, get her to answer one and then ask four more, okay? One very specific question, because we may have a lot of callers hanging out waiting to call in, and we don't want to tie up the lines, okay? So I'm going to take this caller. Who's calling, please?
Hello?
Hi there. Who's this?
Oh, I'm on. Good. Hi, my name is Frank. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, nope. Frank. You got a specific question for Michelle?
Yes, I do. I heard you on Journeys into the Light, and you were telling someone about a health issue that they had. So I was wondering if I could ask you. I have something growing on my inside of my right thigh, and I was wondering if you know what that is.
It's a tumor.
It's a tumor?
Yes. What's your birth sign, please? I don't need to know your age. Just your birth sign.
A Virgo.
Virgo, yeah. East Coast energy, right? You're from what, New York, New Jersey?
New York, Long Island.
Yeah. I just left there. Honey, you have to get that looked at. Right now it can be a tumor that isn't benign, but that's not something that you want to let just stay there and grow, because I see it growing, and as it grows, it gets fishy. So you really need to go have a doctor look at that and have it removed before it's something that spreads into something else in the internal body. Do you follow me?
Yeah. Do you see it as cancer, or is it just a tumor?
I see it as fishy, meaning it's like gray. It's like precancerous, where they're going to go, you know what, we need to get rid of this because we can't afford to let this sit and turn into cancer or to spread into the body. So God works in mysterious ways. Just the fact that you called, you were the first one through, and I am a medical intuitive. However, I cannot remove that from you. A doctor can. And get more than one opinion and feel comfortable with the doctor that you are. But please don't wait on that. Please act on that. If Spirit gives you that information, it's because they're always loving and they know that you have a problem, and they're going to say, hey, listen, this is the solution, and I'm telling you what you need to do, but only you can do it. You have your own free will. So please take heed to the warning.
Okay. Thank you
very
much.
Thank you. God bless.
Good luck, friend.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, so thank you, Michelle, and I'm sure that that message was delivered exactly when it was supposed to be delivered. I do want to give out to our listeners the numbers to call into the show. You can call toll-free at 888-815-9756, and that's USA and Canada. You can call in at 530-327-7602. 530-776-5185, and finally 530-413-4522. If you missed those numbers, you can go to the front page of bbsradio.com, look for the numbers listed under Station 1, and they'll be there for you, and you can call in. And Michelle, as I said earlier, if you're calling into the show and you want Michelle to do a reading for you, please have a specific question. It could be about your career, it could be about your love life, it could be a medical question. Or, perhaps you've read Michelle's books, maybe you have a comment, or maybe it's a spiritual question. So, just feel free, but make sure you, one specific question, and we will be taking your calls. Okay, Michelle, can we get back just for a moment to the oil spill? And I do have a question that I guess I have, I hear you, caller, and I know that you've called in, and I'm going to get right to you, but I just want to ask Michelle this one question. We talk about prayer, positive intentions, and creating our reality and our destiny through positive thought. And I try as hard as I can to apply that to the oil spill in hopes that through positive intent of just trying to find a solution to this that is not destructive. But I also feel somewhat strongly that in order to shift the consciousness of the
That's
people
right.
on the planet,
mm-hmm.
things have to happen, and
That's
they are
correct.
Meant to happen, they are destined to happen, because it isn't a problem that just applies to the few, it applies to the many. And when it threatens all of our lives on this planet, that's when you have to get up off your couch and you've got
That's
to do
right.
something about it.
It's
and
a wake-up call.
It's a wake-up call. And so, therefore, I don't know as if, I guess to me, I feel as though one has to resign oneself to what is happening and know that it, in many ways, although we can't see it, it serves a greater purpose. Am I thinking along the lines?
No, you are correct.
Okay.
You know, we've had many wake-up calls that we have not woke up, and at least not the majority, and this is a wake-up call of such a magnitude and scale, as you said, that this could be our own demise. And if that doesn't get your attention, then I don't know what does, not to mention that you can't even, you know, so many people's livelihood depended on what they could get from the sea, you know, to feed their families, to fish even. And now we can't even trust what's coming out of the sea because it's polluted and poisoned and corrupted by man. So if this is a very large global wake-up call,
mm-hmm.
and if we don't respond to this wake-up call and get ourselves together, Mother Earth will clear herself and take out many, many millions of souls if needed. She will do what she has been told to do by the Godhead. That I am very certain.
Okay. All right. That's what I thought. Okay. Oh, all right. So we're going to go to the caller. little serious conversation here, but we're going to go on over to the caller. Caller, I heard you. Who's calling, please?
It's Frida.
Rita?
Frida.
Frida. And you have a question
yeah.
for Michelle?
Yes.
Okay,
go ahead,
go
Frida.
I was wondering about my health. She sees anything about my health.
What's your birth sign, dear?
I'm June 21st.
Oh, you're right on the cusp of Gemini and Cancer.
Yes.
Okay, the first thing that came to me is that there's something going on with the upper respiratory. Are you aware of that?
Okay. No.
And are you also aware of that you have a whole little murmur in your heart?
Yes, I have one, yeah.
Yes. Well, that little hole in your heart, honey, when you get, like, anxious, stressed out, upset, the heart
mm-hmm.
starts having to palpitate really fast, and it scares you, and you get short on your breath. And it's like an anxiety
okay.
attack. You follow me? But the other
yes.
thing, the other thing that I pick up on is they're showing me the white blood count high. And whenever they show me that the white blood count has spiked and it's not, let's say, nowhere near the red and white blood count is supposed to be balanced, that's indication of an illness that is a serious illness that needs to be addressed. Usually, I don't feel that it's HIV. Sometimes it is. Or a rare type of cancer or leukemia. Actually, what I'm looking for, and you're very fatigued, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, is I want you to get tested for lupus. Do you understand?
Okay.
And
yes.
I want them to pull up and check your red and white blood count because it's not right. And when they pull up the white blood count, they're going to say, we got a real problem here. She has no immune system. Her immune system's bottomed out. What's eating it? And that's really where we need to look at. You also have issues in your sexual reproductive area, correct?
I did. I had to have surgery and everything removed.
There you go. And now you have to be careful that this doesn't, as lucky as women, you know, we get a double whammy. You have to check your breast, honey. You're a cyst maker, fibroid cyst. When you do your chicken and dairy, go organic. Try to find the deodorant with no aluminum. minimize your caffeine, and deal with any emotional issues with the masculine energy, because you've already dealt with such a young age with the sexual reproductive area, now it's going to hit the breast. So I need you to feel around, and if you feel something hard and tender, I want you to immediately get that looked at. Get a mammogram, but not by some tech that's just been trained, a trained eye. There's something new out called a thermogram, and I like it because it's three-dimensional. And when you have dents, you know, or boobies or elasticity or even implants that make the mammograms almost impossible to read, where a thermogram varies from $150 to $300, no radiation, three-dimensional, you walk in, you walk out, it's a very clear read. I have not had one, but I have not heard one bad word about it. So right now, all your focus should be on your health.
Okay. Because I was wondering about my back.
Well, your back is out because you're not feeling supported by the universe or supported by anyone. That's the, see, for every physical issue, there's an emotional connection. Honey, you're too young to be in the, forgive me for saying this, such an unhealthy state physically. Your body is your temple, and if we don't care for that, it's like our ride, our card through life, this journey, you know? So for someone being so young, it's very, very important that you please take heed to these messages and get your health balanced out and straight, because until you do that, honey, you're not going to be able to do anything else.
Okay, well, see, I have nerve damage in my back. Is that going to get better?
You know, the only thing I find that works and repairs that is acupuncture and also massages that aren't a foo-foo massage, but healers that work with the acupuncture points. Because not everybody can utilize, you know, they can't deal with needles. But with nerve damage, it's about circulation, and the acupuncture is going to help you a great deal, much more than anything that Western medicine can give you. But you need to combine the two for now until you get your health under control. All right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. God bless
you,
dear.
Good luck, sweetie. Thank you. Good luck. So this, I was listening, of course, because I have, because I'm the host. Thermogram mammograms?
Excuse me?
Did you say thermogram mammograms?
Thermograms. No, there's mammograms and then there's thermograms, which I told her to get both. Thermogram is something new. It's more Eastern spiritualness, three-dimensional, no radiation, none of that stuff, and it's really great.
Okay.
Mammograms are old school. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. You know, the one thing that really disturbs me, and I know I hear you, caller, and I'm getting to you, but one thing that really disturbs me is they implement these rules and regulations, and you must get a mammogram every 2 years. But now they're saying, ooh, maybe this isn't good for you, and maybe this causes cancer, so, oh, we're going to back off on that. So the one thing that I know for certain from all the years that I've lived is they will tell you that something is good for you, and then they will change their mind, you know, X number of years later. Because they apparently,
as you have the side effects.
And personally myself, I'm sorry, but any person that sits and listens to a pharmaceutical commercial, when they go through the list, if you could honestly sit there and say, yeah, give me a dose of that, you know.
You
I mean, I'll my eyelashes, I think I'll deal with them, you know, that they're not thick, and I don't know. I'm just sitting there going, oh, my God. Yeah.
Listen, the side effects are worse than the actual.
Exactly.
I
would find
a
different way. I would find a different, because I think in our society, it's like we want instant fix it, instantly.
That's right.
But if we take a look at ourselves, and we maybe look at our diets, and we look at the fact that we don't exercise, and we look at the fact that we've got emotional issues, or that this is coming from perhaps a different, you know, part of our bodies that is not physical, that it could be a spiritual, emotional. You
well,
know,
everything is spiritual, mental,
yeah, exactly.
Emotional
but no, give me
body.
The darn pill and all the little side effects.
Oh, well, don't you know, Allison, that soon the pharmaceutical company is going to come out and say, take this pill, you're magically enlightened. and it's not going to work. It's the work that we need to do while we're in the body and live our life like a prayer and live by the universal laws.
Yeah, exactly. But, oh, it's crazy. It's just crazy. But I, for the life of me, I'm sitting there. I'm a rational, sane person. And I watch those commercials, and I go, are you kidding me?
This is not rational. No,
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Have you ever noticed they run it late at night, too?
Yeah, when people are up because they can't sleep, especially the depression commercials. Yeah.
Oh, depression, sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, you know?
Yeah, sleep.
Goodness gracious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Oh, dear. Okay, well, I'm going to take my next caller, so Who's calling, please?
Trish?
Hello?
Hi, this is Trish.
Hi, Trish. How are you?
I'm great. I was calling because I was hoping Michelle could give me some insight on some of the changes I have coming up in the next few months.
Okay, she's going to have to be more specific.
Can you be more specific?
Sure.
That's like saying, just tell me what's in my future when we have callers waiting. So if you can pick one specific question, give me your name, your birth sign, not your age, I'd be happy to help.
Okay, Trish, and my birth sign is Virgo, and I'm looking on changes in relationships.
Well, that's happening. I mean, I'm seeing one guy going out and another guy coming in, and that's long overdue. So, and I have to be honest with you, I'm seeing for your entire, what I would call a shaman's death, which you're already in, where there's a certain lifestyle and a way, you know, an order, so to speak, that you put together that is now being dissembled, you know, taken apart. And you're like, think of the slate, you know, okay, it's clean and it's time for you to make changes in every aspect of your life, from your love life to your health, to your spirituality, to your career, to your family and friends, to where you live and what you look like. And that should be happening now. And that can go anywhere on from about, if you're quick, about a year and a half to 3 years. But I know you've already been in this energy. It's also a nocturnal energy, so good luck trying to sleep at night. You either won't be able to sleep or you'll be, you know, they'll wake you up. Prime time for the spirit wheels, 2 to 4, 3 o'clock, the witching hour. Put a journal next to your nightstand. That will help you a great deal. Also, glass craft, water, it works as a superconductor. And just make an effort before you go to sleep to thank your subconscious mind for not channeling the information, rather not editing or filtering the information that you want to know where you're going and what you're doing. Make sense?
Does make sense. Actually, that was my other part of my question was, there's a lot of changes going on in my office, and I didn't know how they were going to affect me.
You know, you're good at what you do, and I saw you in an office environment, but to be quite frank with you, I also saw you going into business for yourself and having like an office type or den or room in your home where you work out of. So that's not coming just yet, but it's not that far off either. And I think you're better off working for yourself or doing your own thing, being your own boss. You need that freedom, that movement, and you'll be more successful.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Trish.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Michelle, okay, every time you say something, I'm like, oh, that was interesting. Okay, so you're talking about, and part of what you were telling her was, like, not being able to sleep at night because a lot of information is coming at night.
Yes.
Did you give her advice as to how to channel that?
Yes, by working with the glass carafe and filling that with bottled water, not the stuff out of salsa that trying to kill us with. And that's used, if anyone looks at it, they, oh, she's thirsty, it's a drink. But really it's to use to tap into the dream time, and it's a fact. Water is a superconductor. Even on my desk right now I have water, and it's not for me to drink. And it needs to be refreshed for the caller or listeners out there, refresh that every night. You will actually see the water change. By one of my teachers many years ago, I was taught to read water, and it is a conductor. It brings clarity. It detoxes. Mm-hmm. I got back from New York, and I took one long, hot sea salt bath, you know, with mineral salts and dead sea salts to clean my aura. It was amazing. And
yeah.
The best way to do this is to get in the ocean.
I love the ocean.
Why I'm having the women's retreat, because we can get into the ocean and,
right,
you know, give our respect and our love and so forth.
Right. Every time I get in the ocean, I turn into a three-year-old.
I
think it's because it just so energetically charges me.
It is.
And I am one for sea salt baths. You know, something I do. But the water, you're talking about putting water on your nightstand?
In a glass craft, Bed Bath & Beyond has a more modern, and they're very inexpensive, like I think $6.99 or something. And they come into, you know, they're more vintage, but they've come back. Some people put Listerine. Some people might put wine in it. I don't know. But I find them, different ones that I like, and always have one on my desk when I'm working and one next to my nightstand.
Okay.
I keep a journal there. But it's really important for people to address their subconscious and say, I thank you for not filtering the information when I'm sleeping. I want to know where I'm going and what I'm doing and who I'm seeing.
That's really good advice. That's great advice. Okay. I just wanted to clarify that. Okay.
Thank you.
We do have another caller, so I'm going to take my next caller. So who's calling, please? Hello?
Anybody
caller?
Hello, my name's Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry you couldn't hear me.
That's okay. Do you have a specific question for Michelle?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Well, I need to find a job. I lost my job, and I've been doing freelance work. And I applied for a job as a radio host, and I would really like to get it.
What is your birth sign, please?
I'm a Gemini.
A Gemini. There's two of you in there, yes. your energy is very scattered right now. You're normally high strung, aren't you?
I think I'm a bit.
Just
I'm a writer,
a bit.
Though.
Yeah, just a bit. You're incredibly, you know, intelligent, and you know, people misread you and misunderstand you all the time. I know you really want this job in radio, but they had a few other people that they felt just as strong on. Have you ever thought about going to broadcasting school?
Well, I'm 53, and I have a blog.
It's never too late. Broadcasting school is like a vocational school. It's very short and expensive, and it takes you where you need to go if you're really serious about doing radio. Or you can pay for your own radio
show.
I'm
a playwright. That's my biggest thing I'm working on. So this
writing.
Writing.
I would encourage you to write. You have one heck of an imagination, and also visions are given to you. And all artists are channeling, whether they were, you know, consciously aware of that or not, from a higher source. So I encourage you to write, not only playwright books, but continue with your dream, because it's never too late. So don't give me that biological age, because it's nothing other than really a number. It's how you think and how you act.
My dream is my things, and I send them out, and I produce them also.
That's
but
wonderful.
But that's very expensive.
Yes, I know. I am like the press.
do you see a job coming up within the next couple of months, the next month or two?
I would say about 3 months, or it could be as much as 13 weeks, because I flip my numbers. It's around 3 months or 13 weeks it breaks for you. And once it breaks for you, it's good, because it's like, you know, I always say things come in threes. Good news, bad news, death, it always comes in threes. So it's about your time to shine. So keep writing. Be close to spirit, you know, put it out there to everyone, and, you know, you're going to get some bites back. And I just think of it as stepping stones, or, you know, climbing up the ladder. You're on your way. All right?
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
God bless.
Bye.
You know, it's funny in readings and talking to people, they hit their 50s, and especially women, because they tend to look at that as being, you know, it's all downhill from here. But really, when you're in your 50s, you look at the 5 there, and that's all about change, and it's also about new experiences. And I think that you're in apprenticeship up until that point. And when you hit your 50s, you have all of the experiences, all of the wisdom that you've gathered throughout your life, and it's the best years of your life.
You know, I've heard many women say that on every walk of life.
Right. It's the best years of your life. You can do the most good in your 50s. I was in a store the other day, and they have this beautiful picture, and it says, it's never too late to start living happily ever after. And I had to buy it because I wanted to put it over my desk, because I just really feel very strongly that it's never too late to live happily ever after.
I feel that way.
I
feel that way in all aspects. It's really never too late.
I
think that sometimes is an excuse for people, or, you know, maybe they've been programmed to believe that based on other people and you know, limitations on themselves. But, I mean, I certainly don't look at myself and limit myself. I always say, I'm going to dream really big, and I'm going to make it happen, and age is irrelevant.
Right. Age is irrelevant. Exactly. Okay, Michelle, well, we want to try to get as many callers in as possible, and I know I heard another one, so I hope we're not tiring you out. But
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go on to my next caller. Who's calling, please?
George.
Hi, George. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Do you have a question, a very specific question for Michelle, please?
Yes, it's about job. When do you see a job coming up for me? I mean, a really good job. And the second part of my question, what's the future like for my daughter?
Isn't your daughter far from me?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Is your daughter afar from you, meaning in physical distance or emotionally?
No, she's close. She's close. We live together with my wife.
She's with your wife, you're saying?
No, we all live together.
Right. Okay, well, I'm seeing some distance being put between you, but I almost want to say it's tough to do with schooling and continue her education. You keep a very close eye. I'm really not worried about that. It's kind of like, when we graduate from high school, we fly the coop and hopefully go on to college. But I do see her continue to get her education. What was the other question you said about a job?
Yes, I really need a good job, relationship with what I've studied. So
I have to be honest with you. I see you getting a job that I feel like is sort of a temporary job. It's not the job that you want, but it's something that you need for right now. And you have to go beyond faith and have a conviction, a certainty, and knowing. I mean, our thoughts are things. What we put out there, the universe comes back to us. I feel that you're a good man. You try to be a great husband, a great father, and for that, I give you a lot of credit. So just put that out there and don't say maybe, could you, God, if, but. Don't insult yourself or the Creator and just know that it's there. So I see a job coming up for you here in the next few months, and don't get me wrong, it's not the job that you want, but it's a job and it helps to pay the bills, and then you'll go in and merge and doing more and more in what you want to do. All right?
Okay.
Make this your mantra. All your todays and tomorrows are more than supplied for. And live in the moment and give 110%. And live your life as if God was right there in the room with you or her, because God is with us. We are a part of that. And we should conduct ourselves and behave in that manner versus the way that we have been. So thank you, you're a lovely soul, and God bless you.
Thank you, you too. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, sweetie. A lot of people, I'm sure that you're getting a lot of readings with people that are in transition with jobs and major transitions in their lives or major
everything.
Things happening. It's like...
Yeah. I wanted you, if you don't mind, Allison, this is your forte, not mine. I understand that last night we had a full moon eclipse and a grand cross. Could you break that down?
Well, astrology, I know enough to be dangerous, and what I would tell you is if you're an air sign, it probably is going to affect you more strongly than some of the other signs. Usually eclipse of the moon is related to a female.
Okay.
So it could be a female leaving your life or female energy of some sort, moving on out of your life. But that very specifically in the air signs, but the way that the configuration, from my understanding, is this is very, very, astrologers have gone back almost 500 years to try to find a configuration that even remotely resembles
this,
and they can't.
And it feels so heavy.
It is heavy, and we actually got, some weeks ahead of us, because this not only applies to us as individuals, but it applies to the planet. And so we've got some extreme difficult times ahead of us over the next several weeks.
Thank you, that's what I thought.
Yeah, and so it's a very... very ominous configuration in the sky.
Well, I thank you for that, because I know what I get, but I know you have that wealth of information, and I'm like, I have to ask her, because I have to be honest with you, I spent the weekend and I felt real heavy, and I kept saying to, my team, I kept saying, I feel something really big, and it's not good, it's bad, and I can't quite get my finger on it, but...
No.
It kind of feels like the people stand up against maybe man-made programs or the government. So I'm with you. I feel that, especially living here in Florida, I did an event Saturday, and I said to people, why do you guys wait until the last minute to run out and get what you need when this is something that we deal with every year, high winds, storms, a couple little tornadoes, hurricane. I said, go get everything you need now so you're not like a crazy person running out there and you don't have it, especially having family and children.
Right.
So I know for me with this, I just felt like heaviness, and I said, oh, this is not going to be pretty.
No.
I feel like this is going to be more of a volatile type of timing and Mother Nature really hitting us,
Right. I think you have until... August 15th really would be the time frame. So, but especially this next 5 days is very, very, on an individual basis, I know that these next 5 days are very, very important, but it literally can extend into August. So it's a very difficult configuration. So what you're tapping into, and I think that all light workers, all people that work in this field are feeling an immense sadness.
Yes.
And weight upon them.
Exactly.
A sadness as if that you don't have all, you know, it's what I referred to earlier when I said that all the prayers in the world and positive thought can't change what is needs to occur in order for
That's
us
right.
to shift the consciousness. And this
yeah.
may very well be the catalyst for shifting the global consciousness. And so, you know, I don't know, maybe we just, you know.
Well, you know, I don't know if you know this, Allison, but I've wrote my books and I've wrote it in my blogs, and I've said that the days that the whales go extinct and the dolphins, mammals, were next.
Yes.
And unfortunately, some of that's happening.
I know.
So for all the people out there that love this planet and love the ocean and all that Mother Nature does for us, what I would ask is for your prayers.
Prayers is what we need, yes.
We
exactly.
need prayers. Absolutely.
Yes. Okay, we only have 3 minutes left on the show, but I know I heard another caller, and I really don't want to leave anybody hanging, Michelle, so I'm going to try
That's
to really quickly get to this caller. Caller, speak up, give your question, your name, your sign, and your question.
Hi, it's Gloria. I'm Aries, and I'm wondering what blocks are within me that are keeping me from moving forward in life?
What blocks? Well, you're kind of set in your ways, and even though you want change, you're fearful of change because you're like, well, change, what's up gonna, you know, what is that gonna bring? But I look at change as transformation and growth. And I say this with love, you're a bit of a perfectionist and a control freak, but I say it with love. And you know, I just think that you really need to, you don't like problems, you want immediate solutions, and sometimes those solutions are quite temporary, only for you have to readdress us 6 weeks, 6 months. So you need to kind of get a handle on things and calm down and make a list, and you're very organized, but prioritize and start that first thing, finish it, then move on. And you're one of these multitaskers that can get 10 difficult things done in a day that people can't get 10 things done in weeks. So I
yeah.
think it's really just more about you getting your priorities straight and knowing what's most important and going for that and completing that and getting that sense of satisfaction and completion, and you are good to go, my dear. All right?
Good. I've had so many health issues, I'm kind of afraid to move forward.
Well, fear only, again, is a self-fulfilling prophecy, you know, so you want to work on your health because what good's life, right? We want quality with quantity. So you take care of
oh,
your
yeah.
health. And take care of your health and understand the rest is there for you, all right?
Thank
you. You're not
you.
Going
your
anywhere.
Your show
soon.
Is just wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you so much.
Are we out of time, Allison?
Well, we only have 1 minute, Michelle. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you that 1 minute, or you can take 30 seconds or whatever. And if you've got any last-minute thoughts or anything that you'd like to share with our listeners.
I just want to quickly go down. This is important for me. July 5th, HBO, No One Dies in Lilydale at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
July 10th, readings in person in Fort Lauderdale. Yes, a beach retreat. So please go to the website, michellewhitedip.com. Special appearance, I'll be returning to Lilydale, and that will be July 16th. I will be in New York City Tuesday, August 17th for the Learning Annex. And then I will be touring through New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and everyone can go to my website there, and Facebook, and Twitter, and find
right.
all that good stuff, and
right.
Check out the shows that were done. Allison, you're wonderful. I would love to hear about that conversation that you had, if you know what
sure
I
do.
Mean.
Yeah, okay, so, I'll give you a buzz. And
right.
One, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate you coming back. And you know you're always welcome and invited guest. You just let me know when you want to come on.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God
all right, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. I hope you all have a wonderful night. I'll be back again next week. And I think I'm doing readings next week, so tune in. And in the meantime, I wish you all abundant blessings. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.